Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. The show is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, and all across upstate New York, and also through our links to Boston, Massachusetts, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, NMLS 37405. Hunt Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 716-633-3700 and ask one of our very skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants, or go to huntrealestate.com. Also, research online or ask us about any of our many exclusive programs, including our unique pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. In today's very competitive residential real estate market, where there is still a shortage of listings, so when you find that home you want, you'll want to make sure your offer is as strong as possible, especially when there are oftentimes more than one offer. From a seller's perspective, cash is very persuasive. Working with a skilled Hunt sales professional, armed with your pre-purchase commitment, your offer can be the equivalent of cash. You may find yourself in a house now that was right for you, but when you bought it years ago. But you've outgrown it, or maybe it's outgrown you. In any case, it no longer fits your lifestyle. But where will you go, even if you were to sell it for a great price? Hunt Mortgage and your Hunt sales professional can help solve that problem through the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. It's a unique bridge loan program that unlocks the equity in your present home to get you out looking for that right house for you right now. To learn more about any of our unique programs, go to huntmortgage.com or call Hunt Mortgage today at 716-633-3700 for personalized, customized, knock-your-socks-off service. Check out our low-rate guarantee and second-look plans, too. Some restrictions do apply, and you can find all the details on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. We are also proud supporters of our Buffalo Bisons and Buffalo Bandits, who we are always glad to see here at home. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM and 98.5 FM HD3. You can listen live anywhere in the world through the Odyssey app or at WBEN.com. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, or if you have questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call or text us in the studio at 716-803-0930. If you are long distance, it's 1-800-616-9236. And if you are mobile, it's star 930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a very special show today for you. By guests in studio are Hunt Real Estate professionals Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker, and Kathy DeMillo, licensed real estate salesperson. Fortunately, we have you both here as experts for the hour to educate and inform us. So welcome, ladies. Despite the weather outside, spring is officially here on the calendar. And the question always remains in real estate, is the spring market here. It historically used to be end of April, beginning of May, the real estate market would start to percolate and people were out there enjoying the nice weather, looking at houses and planning to move sometime mm-hmm. over the summer. So that historic spring market has really changed over the last decade, really, but increasingly over the last 5 or 6 years because of the market conditions. So Michelle and Kathy, we've got you here to tell us a little bit about the spring market. Michelle, why don't you jump right in and tell us, is it spring yet?
I know, do you see me jumping on my chair and want to talk? Anyway, hi, Susan. Thank you again for inviting us. We're excited to be here. Our spring market, actually, and Kathy probably can chime in with me, actually starts mid-February. Like, I feel like forever that I've been doing this business in real estate, my business for spring market started in February, although it could be sooner based on if you're talking to real estate sellers and you're trying to get their houses ready. But it has started. It's been here. We never care about the weather. A little slow start because of all the blizzards and the, you know, the winter conditions that we've had, but a little bit of slow start, but I'm swamped. It's incredibly doing very well as far as trying to get buyers out there looking and trying to find homes that we don't have homes for and trying to get houses on the market.
Hey, Susan. Hey, Michelle. It's so fun to be with you girls today and talk about what we love talking about most. So thank you for having me. Yes, spring market. When did it begin? When did it end? It's the way it's been. But as Michelle said, and I would agree, with the blizzards, it slowed things down a bit, mm-hmm. but I wasn't ready. We are ready to go again.
I know.
You better stand still because it's coming. It's coming. It's great right now. It's really good.
It's interesting It's interesting that you talk about the weather, which was a couple months ago, because New York State housing market data has just come out and it compares year over year performance of the New York State market. So for the month of February, the most recent information, it shows that there was a fairly steep decline year over year from February of 2022 to February of 2023 of closed real estate sales. That means transactions that were finalized, people are moving into their out of houses and others are moving into their houses. But when you compare that to pending sales, which would be those transactions that have been written more recently and have not yet closed, there's been a much less of a drop. There was, I think, about a 30% decrease that was on the closed sales, but only a decrease of about 8%, which I think goes to say that maybe things have started just a little bit later, and perhaps it was the weather. You know, you hear conversations, you see headlines in the newspaper, things that might prompt doubt in either buyers' or sellers' minds, and I think it's important for us today to be able to advise them and educate them about what's happening in the market. And I think when we look at those numbers, the pending sales versus the closed sales really do support what you've been saying, that
Absolutely.
It's been a bit of a slower start.
Yeah.
So that would be for transactions that are taking place, but you ladies are in the trenches, so to speak.
Yeah.
You're talking to sellers who are thinking about putting their houses on the market, and so they've been contemplating doing that for a while. Are you seeing that there's some concern from the sellers about what's happening in the financial markets right now with the interest rates rising? And how do you help them to, you know, overcome those questions that they have and that uncertainty that they might have?
So that actually does start with the sellers. And it is educating them on what is happening with the interest rates to prepare them to what the buyers have to be dealing with on their purchase side. So it makes it a lot easier, in my opinion, to be able to talk about that in the forefront prior to, you know, listing their homes. So a good example, it's been a slow start. It feels like I'm spending a lot more time talking with my sellers, not just talking about their homes, how to get prepared to sell their homes, but preparing them for what the buyer base is going to be looking like. A lot more buyers today are going to come out more contingent. They do have another home. They do still want to buy houses. They do understand the interest rates, but they are going to be contingent. And how do we manage that? And how open would they be to understanding the contingencies that are going to start to surface? And I am dealing with a lot of that today. So those conversations are real.
And I think it's important for the listeners to understand that a real estate professional really has their finger on the pulse and can advise them about what's happening mm-hmm. in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. There was a period of time when interest rates were so low, when interest rates were 3% or below 3% for a 30-year conventional mortgage, where I think there was a concern that if people didn't run out and buy a house and lock in for 30 years at that interest rate, that they'd never be able to buy a house, which we know is not accurate. Interest rates have been considerably higher, but there was a real rush for people to get out there and to purchase houses. Simultaneous to that, there was a shortage of houses on the market, Kathy. So we had high buyer demand and low inventory. So that caused a little bit of a frenzy of activity. And there's a psychology that goes along with that in terms of the sellers. Sellers feel like they can price their house at any number, and buyers almost feel like they're overpaying for every house. And in your experience, I'm sure neither is actually the case. As a sales professional, how do you help people to understand that as both buyers and sellers, the pricing of a house?
So I do think that last year at 3% created a frenzy. But I do think even this year at 7%, there's a little bit more space, as Michelle said, maybe more contingent offers, but the inventory is still low. So selling your house and putting it on the market is still their best option. It really is. The market is starving right now. As you said, we still have a low inventory. There aren't a lot of homes out there. Buyers are there. They're there. They're understanding that their interest rates are a little bit higher. So the question is, how do I prepare sellers and buyers? Michelle would probably agree with me. You have to price the house well. You really have to price the house well. And you have to take out of the seller's minds that they may not get, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 over ask right. this year. So be smart about the way you price it. Don't underprice it. Keep it right where it should be, and then your true numbers will come through.
Can I add to a caveat to that to help with Kathy and I and our position in this particular market? I truly believe that you really need to do your homework on your real estate professional, the only way I could put it. If you don't do your homework on that particular professional and interview properly, and like I love just to be interviewed, I love that opportunity, but interview, understand, make sure they understand the market. And Kathy is so straight on, and we can't talk about this enough, but pricing it properly. And pricing it properly does get them their number, if not more, and without, you know, taking into fees. But the buyers today, with their concerns with interest rates, are negotiating now. There's more negotiations are going on today than there were a year ago. That was like a total fluke. So in reality, we are doing a job that has been, you know, expanded upon to make us really help our sellers today and our buyers today understand what's going on in the market.
You have to know your market. Yeah. You do. You have to know your market. You have to know your sellers. You have to know their emotions, and you have to prepare them. And you, what I always tell them is, you may not like what I'm going to say, but my job is to sell your house. That's my job. And I'm going to do it the best way I can with the best strategies and knowing the market. I tell them I can tell you anything you want to make you feel good, but that's not why you've hired me. You've hired me for a job. You've done your homework. You've called me in, and now we're going to get the job done.
From the seller's perspective, we've talked about how important it is to get the right price, put the house on the market, market the property, attract the right buyers. But now it comes down to offers start coming in. And I think so often people focus on the price as if price is the sole determining factor mm-hmm. about whether an offer is accepted or not. And I know you can explain much better than I could why the price alone, Michelle, is not the only factor. There's so many other things that contribute to whether an offer is accepted by a seller.
Yeah, and add to what I'm going to say, Susan, too, to this comment, because price isn't just to the buyer, it isn't the price for me. It's basically where they want to be in a mortgage payment. And it's not always going to be the price and the mortgage payment. It's going to be what's their taxes? You know, what are they looking at? What's their interest rates going to look like? What are they comfortable with? So I worked my way backwards. You know, I'm looking at homes, and if it's out of their price range, but it fits their need and it works into their monthly payment and the taxes were lower, that might be a better fit. So there's more to purchasing a home today and all these interest rates, and there's so much more along with what's going on. And they are a lot younger, and they are looking for homes that are, you know,
right.
Listen to us, please.
Yes.
Paint.
Yes.
Help us help you, right? So it comes down to a lot of factors.
And both of you have experience and expertise working with both buyers and sellers. During the last few years when the interest rates were so low and buyers were sort of worn out from trying to get a house.
Sure.
The house would go on the market and would sell very rapidly because mm-hmm. the demand was so high and the interest rates were so low and people were willing to pay cash. People were willing to make their offers as attractive as possible, very large down payments. People were foregoing home inspections. So there was a little bit of you might have called it a frenzy before.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I think that now things are moving at a measured pace because things started a little bit slower for the beginning of the year. It seems like people have had a chance to really take a look at their priorities and their finances and make sure they're not getting into a bidding war. In the past, I've heard people say that they so wanted a house that they really did offer more than they felt comfortable with, and they were glad in the end that they didn't get the house. In yeah. the moment, in the competition, they were disappointed. But after a month or two of deliberation, mm-hmm. and then they find the right house for them, they're really glad that they didn't, in their minds, overpay. So there's this concept of what's the right price.
Right.
The right price
mm-hmm.
is what someone is willing to pay, but we want to make sure that they're comfortable with that. And I think your role as professionals is helpful in terms of explaining that to them.
Right. And I know you're going to get into pricing homes later in our conversation. With all those houses that sold way over asking pricing, and we're still trying to price houses to make it, you know, accurate. And we'll go into a little bit more about pricing houses. And
unfortunately, the information that we're getting back on appraisals indicates that the homes have retained their value.
Absolutely.
And yeah. even though interest rates have gone up, and the low inventory is what's helping to keep that demand in place. And so I think it's a blessing and a curse to have the low inventory. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that people have value. Their home is their number one
right.
investment. When we talk about the impact of interest rates, and Fannie Mae has recently come out with some predictions for what the 30-year rate would be just historically at year end of 2021, the 30-year conventional rate was at 3%. Very attractive rate, obviously, historic low rates there. Then at the end of 2022, we saw the average 30-year rate at 5.3%. So that's really a big jump. It's mm-hmm. the biggest jump that we've seen in years. So that's where the shock comes from. And people feel like they missed out on the opportunity to get a 3% rate. But interestingly, Fannie Mae has been adjusting their predictions. And the projection for 2023 is that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage annual average will be 5.9%, because there was a period of time where we were hearing rates will be over 7%, and you know, people were nervous that it was going
right.
to continue to increase. They've also adjusted their projection for year end of 2024 to be 5.2%, which again is a positive indication. So we've got a small bump in the projection between last year and the end of 2023. And then an even slight drop for the projection for 2024. So the markets, obviously, you know, we all know about what's happening in the banking sector and the concern about mm-hmm. Whether or not there's strength in the banking sector. Both Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell have come out with statements this week, really trying to indicate that there is stability in the banking markets, that there are protections in place that were used in the most recent bank issues. So we're talking about two banks among thousands. Mm-hmm. But the uncertainty that creates for people, I think it's important that when the messages come out that there is stability, that we can help convey that to both buyers and sellers, because uncertainty affects the stock markets. Ouch. Uncertainty affects people's psyche. And it certainly can affect the real estate market as a result of that. So I think it's important that we spend some time today talking about the fact that we as sales professionals are still optimistic, because people are going to need houses.
Yes.
There are always circumstances where people are moving, people are expanding their families, people's household sizes are contracting. There are, you know, unfortunately, bad things that happen in people's lives, deaths, divorce, people lose their jobs. There are things that happen that require people to sell their homes. So there's always going to be a constant supply of houses that are going on the market, and people who are looking for houses to go on the market, regardless of what the interest rates are, regardless of what's happening in the economy. Those factors really just start to apply to what the price will be, how quickly those houses will go. So I'm interested to hear about how you can help convey optimism about where we are right now to your buyers and sellers.
So for me, I'm sitting here listening to you and talking about things that happen in people's lives. And I wish that people could reach out to real estate professionals prior to coming into a short sale, something like that, or think worried about their foreclosures.
Right.
Don't you, Kathy?
Right.
I wish that we were more in the forefront, and especially with how low inventories and what we can do to help them and the little bit that they can do for effort so they don't have to get to that point.
Right.
I always
right.
wanted to mention that. Did you?
Yep.
Like, isn't that something that
nobody
ever talks about that?
No. We need to be called before the problem is about to happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're excellent problem solvers, but you're even better problem preventers.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to use that.
I like that. I like that.
Well, one of the things that I think Hunt, in partnership with our sales professionals and our Hunt mortgage consultants, was able to do to help people during this period of time where the rates are increasing and maybe people weren't prepared to purchase a home at a 6% rate or 6.5% or 6.75%. They had been contemplating purchasing the home at a much lower rate. The Hunt Mortgage has introduced a program called Date the Rate and Marry the Home, which allows people to purchase their home and the ability to refinance in the years 1 or 3 and save on the closing costs, up to $3,500 on closing costs if they are refinancing. And that ensures that there would be the perfect relationship between the home and the interest rates. So for those people that might be thinking, I'm going to wait and see what happens, if those rates in 2024 are going to go down to 5.2%, as Fannie Mae projects that they could potentially do, and people want to buy the house now and be able to reduce their rate if rates were to go down, this Date the Rate and Marry the Home saves them the cost of closing costs up to $3,500. Now, obviously, the people have to qualify for the program, and there's all sorts of things that would be important for people to understand and speak to a Hunt Mortgage consultant about, and they're available for them to do that. But it's just another example of how a sales professional and a qualified mortgage consultant can
Absolutely.
Work together to solve the problem for people.
And there's so many options out there today that just speaking to your sales professional is going to help you navigate you through this process. And again, this whole contingency piece, that's a nice product that's going to be starting to come out. People can entertain that. But you got to get ahead of the game. You got to talk about it way earlier than all of a sudden they found the house, right?
Yes, and this people probably don't think about what it might look like 2 years down the road unless they're thinking, I'll wait a couple years and see what happens. And had somebody waited 2 years ago, the situation would be really different now. Right. And so these kinds of programs that we have are important for people to know, to provide some additional security and some certainty in the market. And with the State the Right Marry the Home program, there's no application, underwriting and processing fees. There's no appraisal credit report or verification of employment fees, no new title insurance and settlement fees on the actual refinance. Those things add up. So if people are thinking, well, I'll just refinance down the road, this is an opportunity for people to really bank that and put that money into their purchase at this point in time instead of spending that on fees in the future.
Right.
And so this is a something that we'll have to talk about a little bit more, but we'll be right back with more from our house to yours after these messages.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it. Your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web where you can find not only a complete inventory of homes available in any of the markets we serve, but you will also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that is your assurance for the lowest rate and closing costs, the Second Look program, call 716-633-3700 and ask for details. If you're watching TV or viewing messages on your tablet or phone, you're inundated with mortgage offerings. How can you expect to know that you're getting the very best deal? Let us help you through Hunt Mortgage's Second Look program. There is no cost or risk. We are so convinced that this will help you, we will give you a gift certificate just for allowing us to take that second look at whatever you've received from another lender. And also ask about our pre-purchase commitment in the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home, or even our Date the Rate, Marry the House program. Only at Hunt Mortgage at 716-633-3700 and huntmortgage.com. For those of you who'd prefer to simply pick up the phone for questions you may have about any aspect of real estate, you can call Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can answer your questions right there or instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, whether you need financing, insurance, or even just fixing up the home you have, we can help. My guests today are Hunt Real Estate professionals Michelle Weiner and Kathy DeMillo. Now, I think it's important for everybody to understand we're using the term sales professional. Our company prides itself in training, educating, and preparing people with real estate licenses, whether they're salesperson licenses or associate broker licenses, to provide a superior level of service to our customers and to the public. And so as a result of that, Hunt is recognized for that. And just recently, Hunt had received the prestigious national recognition, the 2023 Real Trends Top 500 ranking. So these are the top companies in real estate across the country. Little old, you know, Western New York here, and our offices in Massachusetts and Arizona and throughout all of upstate New York, we're competing with all of the top real estate companies in the country. And Hunt ranked number 34 in transactions and ranked number 67 in dollar volume. And that's a tribute to the high level of professionalism that other companies refer to agents, people who are involved in the transactions. But here at Hunt, we refer to our team as sales professionals. And with us today, we have our 2022 Hunt top sales professionals in Buffalo, Niagara. We recently had our award celebration. And Michelle, you were the number one sales professional for volume at Hunt Real Estate, and congratulations.
Thank you,
and Kathy,
Susan,
you were number one sales professional for units, and that's the number of transactions. So congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
You both also were recognized as top in the opposite categories. So Kathy also in volume and Michelle also in units. So when we say we have a great show for you today, listeners, we really do. We have people here who know what they're talking about. So when we talk about sales professionals versus just an agent, and I put that in air quotes, just an agent. Everyone is licensed by New York State. The Department of State mm-hmm. allows people to represent clients in transactions, but there really is a difference with experience and professionalism. And Kathy, why don't you give us an idea of what that difference can mean to buyers and sellers?
So I think what I offer is experience in the trenches. And when you hear people say it's not a good time to buy, that's not true. It's always a good time to buy, and there's always going to be different conditions. So my role is to lead you through those conditions and help you and assist you in making the best decision for yourself and your family. My job is not just to open a door. This is not HGTV. Mm-hmm. Michelle would tell you the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's about knowing your area, knowing your house, knowing your tax rate, knowing your neighborhood, and knowing your client, and marrying, putting all of that together. Our job is to take your panic away. Right. Correct? Right?
Excellently said.
Well, I'm getting a text message, mm-hmm. and the text message question indicates, I have a house that I'd like to put on the market, but I'm just not sure now is the right time. So, Michelle, how
really,
would you,
it's spring market.
How would you answer that question?
Well, it's always the best time. I don't even care if it's December.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's always the best time. You have no idea what the buyer base is like and what's going on in the particular world that the buyers are looking. So I always never put off putting a house on the market. I never look at
Mm-mm.
time of year,
Mm-mm.
what's
Mm-mm.
going on. My goal is making sure the house shines. My goal is to make sure that it's going to get the biggest bang for its buck.
That's foot forward.
Mm-hmm. So interestingly, just a little bit over a week ago, actually on St. Patrick's Day, Fannie Mae press headlines indicated that based on a survey of consumers, 76% of consumers said it's a bad time to buy a home.
Oh, God, I'm laughing, right?
No.
So it really is not the case.
No, it not at all.
Buyers out there are purchasing, and sellers are out there selling. So how do we get people over that hump, this seller that texted, I'm not sure, now's the right time? What are the conversations that you're having, Kathy, with potential sellers to help them understand the market and what you can do to assist them to put that house on the market?
So it begins with meeting with your seller, finding out where they want to go. What's their goal? Where are they moving to, and how can I assist with that? Once you have that figured out, mm-hmm. meet at the house, talk about numbers, and if everybody's comfortable, move forward. Because it's always about conditions. There's always going to be a condition. There's always going to be something that's standing in the way. We can work through it, especially now.
Because the buyers are so interested and the inventory is so limited, it seems like the staging and all of the special yeah. improvements that used to be necessary to put a house on the market might not necessarily have the same sense of urgency, or maybe there's a little bit more discretion in how a home is prepared to be put on the market. Michelle, can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Not every house we can go in and totally
Mm-mm.
stage it, paint it. It's going to,
just
as Kathy mentioned, it's going to depend on what the seller's goals are. You know, maybe they're moving, they're downsizing, and they're, mm-hmm. you know, they've got their name on a wonderful retirement place. Maybe it's their name got called and it's got to go sooner than later. Or maybe they just want to be able to get a better vibe talking with their families on timelines. So it's got a lot to do with what their goals are, buyers and sellers. You know, we just don't jump in and go, hey, let's go show you a house.
No, knowledge is golden, really.
And you really have to, like I mentioned earlier, you really need to understand who you are working with. I'm a licensed associate broker. I've been doing this more than 18 years. I feel that I've got a lot more compassion towards what the sellers and the buyers are looking for. And every day, and I know Kathy very well too. So, you know, we try to work together, and even though we're working in different areas, and I'm not in a certain area, this is where we also do a major connection with even our own real estate brokers and real estate agents that we work with.
It's about listening to the needs of your buyers and sellers,
right,
and making that fit.
Connection.
And you obviously have your finger on the pulse. You know what's happening. Right. Even specific neighborhoods or towns could be more demand and less demand. There could be certain streets that haven't had a house that's been on the market for 10, 15 years.
Right.
It would be hard for a seller to know what is my home worth, because they might be comparing their home to a house that's three or four streets over, but it's in a different school district or it has different taxes. So it's important for people to understand it's not just as simple as the price. I know that the temptation is strong for people who want to know what their home value is to get a quick answer. You know, it's like when we go into a department store and the first person that sees us says, "Can I help you?" And our natural response might be, "No, I'm just looking," when in fact, we're there to buy something.
Right. Oh, I'm there to buy something.
So we,
I'm buying, but
we understand why people might not want to set up an appointment right away and reveal to a real estate professional everything about their financial situation, their personal situation, their motivation. So what do people do? They go online, they type into a website, and they get a Zestimate of what their house might be worth. Explain why that is not necessarily the best approach, especially in a market that is changing as rapidly as we've seen it change over the course of the last six to nine months.
Yeah, I guess I can go first.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is a fun one, because I actually just went on a listing appointment yesterday, and that's the first question that my client had said to me on the listing. And they're wonderful. Like most of my listing appointments, they get that, you know, we're there to help them. We're not there to just throw them, "Oh, what's my house worth?" kind of thing. So they want to understand. They do really want to educate themselves. And it does take a lot more effort today. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree? Because
we
have to undo all that.
Yes.
But the Zestimate was so high, Susan. I couldn't get over it. It was a city house. I'm in the city all the time too. I'm like everywhere. So it was a city house, and it basically, when I run comps before I even go, it's like a fun thing for me.
Yes.
So I run my comps. I kind of know it in my head. I don't look at the Zillow. And then the first thing they show me is what the Zillow, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like $100,000, maybe more, and basically where I'm feeling my heart is at. Basically, they've lived there 35 years. You know, everything is pretty much in an original state. You know, they feel that the city sells so much more. But undoing that is a talent. You really have to understand the market and be able to have intelligent conversations with these sellers. And they're very bright. So back to what Kathy mentioned, experience and understanding and who you're working with today. Hopefully that answered your question.
No, I think that was great. I mean, Kathy, I'm sure you see it all the time people are coming to you with a preconceived notion about what their house is worth.
Before I even go out on a listing appointment, I love to ask this question, and I ask everyone before I go on a listing appointment, if I were to ask you what your home is worth right now, what would you tell me? And that allows me to figure out where their frame of reference is. And they'll always say, "Zillow said this." So then I kind of know what I'm working with. Yeah. And when I meet with them, I'm able to give them what they want. But Zillow is not in your home. They're not in your neighborhood. They're not walking down your street. So that's all I can
say. It's an algorithm.
Yeah.
So what you can say.
And there's no substitute for a professional who knows
personal,
what they're doing.
Personal.
We'll have an opportunity to talk about this a little bit more, but we'll be right back with more from our house to yours after these messages.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it, your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. With us today in the studio is real estate professionals Michelle Weiner and Kathy DeMillo. This show is brought to you by huntrealestate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, NMLS number 37405, an equal opportunity lender and home of the pre-purchase commitment and second look program. Go to huntrealestate.com today or call 716-633-3700. We've covered a lot of ground this morning. We've been talking about the market. We've been talking about buyers and sellers, the role that sales professionals can play in helping buyers and sellers to understand what's happening in the market, how the financial conditions affect their purchase if they're a buyer or their sale if they're a seller. And we've talked about you as individuals representing the clients. Michelle, I know you are, you mentioned you're in the city, but you're really all around Western New York. You don't specialize in any specific neighborhood or property. You're really a well-qualified sales professional in all areas. But are there certain properties that you find buyers gravitate towards you with regard to?
Well, the buyer, it's all going to depend on what's going on today. Buyers today are looking for single-family homes. They're definitely looking in the suburbs. The city is always going to be the city. They're in line. They're watching and they're waiting. So if I've got a city property, obviously I'm going to be able to connect with my colleagues out there to give them a heads up that something will be coming on the market and to be able to let their buyer base know also. So the city is always going to be the city. Mm-hmm. It hasn't switched out. People just gravitate to it. Suburbs, it just depends on, you know, where they're basically been looking. I'm in Clarence. I'm in Derby. I'm up in Lewiston. I mean, I do some Niagara County properties. Kathy focuses a lot on Niagara County and into the Clarence area. So we basically, it's Western New York. We basically can get anywhere in 20 minutes. So
right.
I'm pretty flexible on that level, but a lot of referral base.
And your offices?
My office is in Williamsville, Clarence location.
And if people needed to reach out to you for some of your expertise, how would they do that?
Sure, please. Text me, call me, find me on social media. I'm Michelle Weiner, 716-830-8266. Social media, Instagram, Western New York Real Estate. You can find me.
Terrific. And Kathy, I know, as Michelle mentioned, you're in Niagara County, but you're all over as well.
I am.
And I can't help but notice a large billboard when I drive on Transit Road in...
I'm getting a new one.
On my way to Lockport. And there's your smiling face and your name. So I know you're in Niagara County working on behalf of all your clients, but you also have a project up there that you're working with a builder on.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about Clark View Estates. So that's a Sparks Custom Homes patio home condo community in Lockport. It is condo tax status. I am open this Sunday from 1 to 3 at 7273 Clark View Drive, and that is in Lockport.
So I know... people get nervous about new construction. It used to be that the cost of new construction was so much more expensive than existing homes. But it seems like as the home values have increased over the past couple years and the demand for new construction was there, that remained the case. And builders were saying it could be a year until they'd be able to get a shovel in the ground because the demand was so high. But recently I read a report from the National Association of Home Builders that many builders have experienced people who have dropped out, who are going to wait for a year, but maybe because of interest rates or personal circumstances, or maybe they found a house that came on the market that fit their needs. A year is a long time to wait for a new home. So with regard to new construction, are you seeing that you have clients that are still kind of knocking down the door of builders? Has it slowed down a little bit?
It's fabulous. It's wonderful.
Building is
really the best way to go because there are multiple offers out there. I was in three of them last week. They're there. The market is amazing. Building allows you to know where your dollars are really going. You're not overbidding. You're getting, most of the time, exactly what you want. You know where your money's going. You're buying your lot. You're determining where it is you want to live and what you're going to put on it. So, in my opinion, building is wonderful. It takes about 6 months to build. That's not bad.
Not at all.
6 months mm-hmm. to choose where you're going to live potentially for the rest of your life. That's easy.
Plus, we can handle their sale, able to manage it, not be like rush. It can handle around their timeline. It's wonderful.
I think for people envisioning building a new home, there is some confusion about when do I put my house on the market then, mm-hmm. Michelle. If as Kathy stated, it could be 6 months for construction, but I'm spending several months in advance trying to make the decisions and get the plans drawn or pick the right lot or wait for my turn, if in fact there is, you know, that much demand with a particular builder. How do you help people know when to put their house on the market and how much money they might get out of their home in order to turn that over into the purchase of the new construction?
That's like a great question because I'm actually working with two clients right now that are going to be building. One, a very extensive, you know, luxury patio home, and one, a very modest patio home that makes it more affordable for them, and working our way through timing for getting their homes on the market and not be displaced so long to wait out the new build.
Because you can't build on a contingency.
No.
You can't say to a builder,
I need to sell my house.
So you have to have two plans. You have to have your mortgage. You have to have your mortgage ready
Absolutely.
Because in the event your house doesn't time up, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. So this is where the expertise comes into play.
Right.
And this is where Kathy and I are trying to.
And your mortgage person.
Yeah.
And working with your mortgage person, getting both plans out there at the same time.
Right. Not an easy task, but a doable task.
Yep.
And workable. And we're quite fluent on it. So I'm actually doing two of those today.
Preparation. Mm-hmm. I do it. It's every day. Clarkview. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's every day.
It's always slowing down the panic, really.
That's a great expression.
But we wake up tomorrow with more panic.
Yes.
And I think that's part of it. It is a very emotional experience for people, whether they are buying or selling a home. And it can be so incredibly rewarding, but it can be confusing and complicated. And that's where the role of the sales professional and a mortgage consultant working hand in hand can really help alleviate some of those concerns. So education is important.
Yep.
Plus, you want to keep them excited.
This is
stressful enough.
It's fun. It's really it's nice to build. It's really not hard. You have to pick the right builder, and you'll be great.
Absolutely, and that I think that's what we want to portray today. And mm-hmm. talking on the show is, you know, it is a great time to buy and sell all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it is a great time to build. And we are excited about what we do for our business.
Yep.
Every day.
And I think it's important that people recognize that while as a buyer or seller, you're only doing it once every 5 to 7 years or 10 to 15 years, or in some cases, people have lived in their homes for 30 plus years, 40 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
They are not familiar with the process. And so that lack of familiarity can be intimidating. And you, as sales professionals, are doing this every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know the cliche is 24/7, 365, but I suspect there has not been many days in the last 365 that you two haven't been working for a client.
Right.
So because you're doing it all the time, you bring the expertise to break down the complexity of things. When people are looking at purchasing right now and putting an offer in. We talked about earlier, sellers, it's not just the price. There's all sorts of terms that can influence the seller's decision about which offer they accept. From a buyer's perspective, Hunt Mortgage offers a pre-purchase commitment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't understand the difference between a pre-purchase commitment and just a pre-approval or, you know, some type of acknowledgement from a lender that a buyer may or may not have the resources to be able to purchase a house. So with a pre-purchase commitment that provides the highest level of certainty, it's almost the equivalent of cash. How does that help a buyer in a situation of purchasing a home?
I say, again, it comes back to experience with Kathy and I. That is where the realtor on the buyer side has a depth conversation with that selling agent. And it's educating them on understanding this is past go. This is past underwriting. They can close it in two, three weeks. So they really need to do a better job explaining the pre-purchase agreement or pre-approval. That when I see that coming, it's like, okay, Mr. Seller, this is not one for me to worry about.
It's about conversations. Like, exactly. It's about having conversations. It's about a buyer's agent calling the seller's agent, not just texting, not just sending
or just email.
In,
send me the email with a pre-purchase agreement. Like,
here
right?
we go. No. It's about communication. Mm-hmm. It's about knowing your environment, knowing the other agents.
And last year is a fluke. Let's just talk about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It was fun.
Now it's negotiating. Good. It's understanding, explaining, and talking numbers and finances and goals, and there's so much more.
And I think that pre-purchase commitment, in addition to helping the buyer to strengthen their offer, it provides the seller with the certainty that not only is the buyer approved,
right.
But Hunt feels so strongly that they will be able to close that loan for that purchaser that they are willing to pay the seller $1,000 if it doesn't close. So really, Hunt Mortgage puts the money behind it. It's not just a promise or a gimmick with a lot of fine print at the end of it. So
because
it really can help buyers.
Every time you present an offer, every time you represent a seller, am I right, Michelle? They say, well, what if it doesn't? What if it falls apart? What if it doesn't close?
All the what ifs. They get so nervous, right?
How do you
because
know?
Because they're moving on.
Yeah. How do you know? So it's just more bang for your buck to have that pre-purchase. It really is. It's just more security.
And I think when saying how do you know, and all of those questions go to what we talked about early on about uncertainty.
Right.
The financial markets, you know, have this little gray cloud that's overhead.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened recently, with the banks, that has added a greater degree of uncertainty. The gray clouds outside today aren't helping.
Right.
You know, people are thinking, I've got time. It's not spring yet. But what I've heard today from each of you is how important momentum is, that we deal with the situation at hand. We have ideas of what's coming. We're getting the best information that's available. We're getting data all the time. We're sharing it with the sales professionals so you can be educated on what's happening globally, locally, with regard to the economy, but more specifically, locally, what's happening with the houses that you're helping people buy and sell.
Right.
The information that you're accumulating through data that's available in the multiple listing service that you have exclusive access to, tools that you have that other individuals wouldn't have.
Right.
And I think that really just solidifies the point about sales professionals. And I couldn't be happier to have had today with us two of Hunt Real Estate's top sales professionals, Michelle Weiner and Kathy DeMillo. You've both been excellent guests in the last 30 seconds that we have. People could reach you, Kathy, by?
You can call me. You can text me, 622-0530. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, you name it. We're there. Give me a call.
And you're at your open house this weekend.
Open house this weekend at Clarkview Drive. Yes, Sunday, 1 to 3.
And Michelle, again, how people can reach you?
Text me, call me, find me on social media, 716-830-8266. Thank you again for having us today, Susan. We enjoyed it.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. And this is Susan Ballard. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.